Vikings have the ball on the 20-yard line. Jacob Kapor in the shotgun. Christian Camacho in the backfield to the right of him.
And that look a penalty.
Start on the Vikings.
Not a great way to start the game, Josh. False starts in a big game like this, your home opener, you want to get up to as fast of a start as possible. And I can tell you right now, Coach Ramsey's got to be a little frustrated right now with that play.
That'll push the Vikings back 5 yards, making it first and 15 from their own 15-yard line.
And one thing you notice, Josh, look for Jacob Kapor to be in the shotgun often in this game. He's very athletic, can run, can throw. This Viking team has a lot of talent, and if they use it to their full potential, they can be a pretty darn good team this year.
Kapor in the gun, two backs, one on each side. Gets it, hands it off, and the running back will be brought down. Christian Camacho on a 1 yard gain right there.
Yeah, Hicksville, they're tough up front. They got some men up there. And a gain of a yard. Now you're in second and 14. Don't be surprised if Kapor looks to take a shot down the field right now to get the momentum in their favor early.
Kapor getting the offense organized. Two backs joining him in the backfield, three wide out. Kapor gets the ball, fakes the handoff. He lays it off to number one, Jawan Curtis. He's going to break some tackles, and he will be brought down. Four, it looks like a loss right there, Alessio, once again. Near the 11-yard line there.
Yeah, you know, Josh, it was a little simple flat route. You see teams like the Denver Broncos with Peyton Manning run this play all the time, and it looks like Jawan Curtis just kind of got stumbled, but great tackling right there by Hicksville. And a third and long, don't be surprised if some blitz is starting to come. Third and 14.
About 20 yards for a first down.
Vikings do have some work to do here. Kapor will be out of the shotgun once again. Two wideouts to his left, one to his right. Running back, Christian Camacho with him in the backfield. Kapor gets the ball, and that will be another false start on the bike. Ooh, no, I think it's going the other way, Alessio.
It looked like an encroachment. Ooh, that's highly questionable. That looked like an encroachment right there, Josh. But we have to wait to see what the ref said. It looks like it is an encroachment. There seems to be a discrepancy. And it is against the defense. How about that? 5-3 yards. That's big, Josh, right there.
That'll make it 3rd and 15 for the Vikings. They still got a ways to go here, Alessio. What play do you think they're going to run?
The play I think they'll run, I think they're going to have, you got slot receivers, you got Hayden Brader out there on the near far left side. I would look for him to get a slant. He's got a one-on-one. He's a heck of an athlete. I would look for him to get the ball right here and get a big first down. They need one. You don't want to start three and out.
Kapor's in the spread offense, looks down the field. He's getting pressured, and he's just going to throw the ball to the sidelines, and that will fall incomplete for fourth down.
Not a great start to the game, Josh. You go backwards, and now you got a punt. And Hicksville, how about that defense? They're swarming to the ball. That's the key in this game. If you tackle well and you play hard, that's what wins games. And if you're Port Washington, you're going to have to start keeping some drives alive, because if you continue to play like this offensively, bad things are bound to happen. And now you got a punt.
Port Washington will be punting on fourth down.
Punting for the Vikings. The senior, number 88, Hayden Brader, back to receive for the Hicksville Commons. We got two receivers back there, number 7 and number 24. Brader will punt it. It's going to be a high boomer, and that will be a fair catch by number 24, Matt Markowski.
And Josh, notice how close they are to the end zone. They're at the 40-yard line, and now Port's defense is going to have to make some plays, but they got a lot of talent. You got Nick D'Amico, who's one heck of a cornerback. You got Chris Camacho, who plays a little linebacker as well. He's got talent. These guys do have talent, but Hicksville has a couple of big dudes. It'd be very tough for Port. To hold them to a field goal or nothing is huge. But you would hate to start a home game down 7-0.
First down from the Hicksville
first
40-yard
First and 10 from the Port Washington 40-yard line. Hicksville's got some great starting field position for him here. It will be the quarterback, number 12, Greg Powers, under center. Got a little I formation here.
Look for a run right here, Josh. Power right side. This is a very famous play to run.
Powers hands it off to the running back. He's going to break out to the right side. He stays on his feet to the 20, the 10, and he's going to take it for the touchdown. That is a quick touchdown.
Touchdown, Hicksville.
The Hicksville
Commons. Carried by number 7, Sam Hincappy.
That's a touchdown, a 40-yard run for Sam Hincappy.
Josh, I don't know whether it was poor angles by the linebackers or just a great run. It's probably a combination of both. The blocking up front was just phenomenal, and all Sam Tulloch had to do was just run to the right side and gets an easy score. This is not a very good start for the Vikings. It's very difficult when you're playing from behind at home against a very tough team like this. And it looks like they're going for
two,
Josh.
They're going for two on this trick play. The quarterback...